Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're digging into Uber's second quarter 2026 results. And Alex, this was a loaded call. Delivery Hero, autonomous vehicles, a Waymo update. There's a lot here.
There really is. But before we get into it, quick disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good. Let's get into the numbers.
So gross bookings came in at more than $58 billion, up 22% year over year. That's above the high end of guidance, and it's the fourth straight quarter above 20% growth. Non-GAAP EPS was up 35%, and trailing 12-month free cash flow crossed $10 billion for the first time ever.
That free cash flow number is the headline for me. $10 billion trailing 12 months. That's real operating leverage, not just top-line growth. And it's giving them room to do something pretty aggressive, the agreement to acquire Delivery Hero.
Right, and that deal basically doubles the number of markets where Uber can run both mobility and delivery side by side, pushing them toward nearly 100 markets. CFO Balaji Krishnamurti laid out the integration timeline. Assuming a close in the second half of 2027, they'd spend 2028 planning, then execute the core platform migration in 2029.
That's a long runway. And notably, they actually pivoted about $4 billion of capital toward that deal in second quarter, buying Delivery Hero stock on the open market to be ready to move fast. That's part of why buyback slowed to $3.5 billion so far this year instead of hitting their usual 50% of free cash flow pace. Balaji said they're steadily rebuilding repurchases, and when pushed on timing, he said months, not quarters.
Let's talk autonomous vehicles, because Dara Khosrowshahi spent a lot of time here. Ubers live in seven cities with AV partners right now, on track for 15 by year-end. Zooks in Vegas, Wave in London and Tokyo, a Neural Lucid launch in the Bay Area, Baidu, Pony, more.
What stood out to me is how he framed the whole AV landscape, comparing it to the foundation model race. Instead of one company winning everything, you get multiple players, Waymo, Zooks, Wave, Nuro, Rivian, NVIDIA, and Uber's positioning itself as the commercialization layer underneath all of them, not betting on a single winner.
Which matters given the Waymo headlines lately. Dara addressed it directly, said Waymo remains an important partner. They'll keep operating in Austin and Atlanta into next year, but Uber's deliberately diversifying so they're not dependent on one AV provider.
And the scale context he gave was useful. AVs are doing hundreds of thousands of trips per week against Uber's total of 300 million weekly trips. That's under 0.5% of volume. So this is very much still an early innings story, even with all the partnership headlines.
There was also a really interesting tidbit on the economics. Dara said Uber's built-in demand drives utilization of mid to high 20s, even low 30s trips per vehicle per day for AV partners. That's a meaningful data point on how Uber's platform accelerates the monetization case for these robotaxi partners.
On the U.S. mobility side, Balaji broke down what's driving the acceleration everyone's been watching for, insurance cost savings being reinvested into markets like California, product innovation on both ends of the spectrum, Uber Reserve and Black on the premium side, Wait and Save on the value side, and then sparse markets, where less than 10% of eligible U.S. consumers have used Uber in the past year, versus over 50% in dense markets.
That sparse market stat is wild when you sit with it. There's still a massive runway of U.S. geography barely penetrated.
There was a bit of a bumpy spot too, though. Brazil mobility trips showed some softness. Dara explained it's not Uber losing share outright. It's that a food delivery war has broken out there, Didi and Meituan going after two-wheeler delivery supply that also does rides. So that supply is shifting toward delivery incentives, pulling from mobility trip volume.
On overhead and headcount, Balaji had an interesting AI angle, near 100% adoption of AI coding tools among engineers, and they're seeing roughly a doubling in code output per engineer. He was careful to caveat that they're still refining how they measure it, but it's clearly moderating headcount growth.
One more thing worth flagging for investors. Mobility operating margin dipped about 500 basis points year over year, but 400 of those basis points are just an accounting optic shift from a UK business model change, not an actual profitability hit. Underlying mobility operating margin is still a healthy 7.6%.
So, pulling it together, strong bookings growth, record free cash flow, a big bet on Delivery Hero to expand the platform's reach, and a methodical, multi-partner approach to AVs rather than chasing one winner.
Before we wrap up, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Looking ahead, the next few quarters will be about watching AV City launches roll out toward that 15 market target, seeing whether U.S. mobility acceleration holds up as guided, and getting more clarity on how the Delivery Hero integration timeline develops.
Lots to track. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next quarter.
See you then.